Nova Scotia is joining other maritime provinces in offering financial support to keep maritime bus rolling. The province's Department of Public Works says the more than $400,000 will help with the losses the company suffered during the pandemic, along with maintaining rural routes and meeting the increased demand for service as the tourism industry rebounds. Maritime Bus provides an important, accessible and affordable bus service linking Nova Scotia communities within our province and to our maritime neighbors, said the department's minister Kim Maslin in a news release. New Brunswick has also allocated more than $400,000 to the company, while Prince Edward Island is kicking in almost $90,000. The amounts are proportional, based on the ratio of kilometers driven by maritime bus in each province. Late last year, the company's owner Mike Cassidy told City News Halifax that some buses had been parked since the start of the pandemic. He said it would take several thousands of dollars to make repairs and replace corroded parts before they could safely return to the road. All of the hoses, the starters, the alternators, it's just going to be an unlimited list of what needs to be done, he explained in December. In addition to transporting people, Maritime Bus also offers freight services, including carrying blood for Canadian Blood Services and other medical shipments for hospitals and pharmacies. Prior to the pandemic, it employed more than 200 people in Nova Scotia.